It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 937.
And we're back. Special day today.
Yeah, it's our third birthday.
So if you're just tuning in for the first time, we've been on a little hiatus. Is that what you say? Hiatus?
Holiday.
Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Sabbatical from the show. Our first 3 weeks off in many years. Well, many years time.
Sabbatical sounds like it's something fancy, like you went out into the woods and wrote poetry.
Yeah, I wish. We drove to the border of New South Wales and Victoria and then turned around. Well, we had Mexican food first and then we turned around because
Zambra, right?
Yeah, the borders were shut and it we were going to Sydney for Christmas.
So what was the thinking? Shit. So you because a couple of days before they were starting to say Northern Beaches, there's trouble, there's a lot of COVID happening.
Yeah.
But you could still technically get to Sydney.
Yes. Well, I mean, it was always the case of like this could happen, like they might. There was the case of if we go, we could get stuck there.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we kind of knew. That when we finished off the year last year, that's what we knew. And so we just committed to going, committed to just driving and then committed to stopping at the border to have lunch and reassessing the situation. Amazingly, that plan coincided with the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually, we actually knew that there would be announcements because they were around about 12 o'clock. During the day, right?
Yeah.
Noon announcement from Daniel Andrews. And sure enough, they said no. And so if we went, we would have been stuck there. But it didn't go. Mm-hmm. So
I don't know if it was Dan doing the. Because I think.
Oh, no, he was on holidays.
He was on holidays as well.
That poor bastard on a sabbatical. That guy, I heard he came back and he. This is the Premier of Victoria we're talking about. Mm-hmm. His wife said that he was on the phone 10 hours a day. And he was 20 minutes down the road from where he was phoning into. So his wife's like, go back to work.
What do you mean? Oh, really?
Like, go back to work. Don't
so
like.
His holiday was.
He cut it short.
Yeah.
And that's what you do if you're a leader.
But how was he so close to where they were doing everything? Was
it'd be like
in the CBD. Yeah, really?
No.
In the Sofitel.
It'd be like the office is in, you know, 20 minutes down the road from your house.
Yeah.
And so, anyway. Bit of news. Mm-hmm. Should we go through some news? Because we haven't done sort of life updates.
New intro.
Oh.
Excited about that.
Yeah, clap that in.
Mick Patton did a great job on the motion graphics. The 3D Dill did a great job on the logo refresh.
Yeah, what do you reckon? Do you like it?
I hate it.
That was a rhetorical question.
That was great. I love it.
My haircut.
Yeah. It's, Tommy's currently, you've got to watch the video.
Oh, yeah.
You've gone, it looks like you're in a screamo band from 2007.
It does, but the best thing is I can just push it back and I look like I'm at Morris Jones.
What's Morris Jones?
Just a hip, you know, Paran bar.
What are they? Just like a drinking bar?
It's got food. I mean, this is not a plug for Morris Jones. It really works if you get it.
Yeah. Is it like
when
a
you
pub?
Explain
a pub?
When you explain it, no. It's a somewhat fancy-ish dining. We should go for dinner there. They have gone like a. I'm fully doing a read.
Yeah.
Californian Japanese, which
really?
Is like you know fresh. I mean, you can just gauge what it is. This is not a fucking read. Anyway, I know the owner.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy. We've been surfing together. Friend of a friend. He's a good bloke. Anyway, what else is there?
I got Crocs. I'm showing you right now. I went for the sort of it's not the classic. They were out of stock in the classic. But what do you think?
I mean, so we have a group, a text message group between big media company employees, and you sent those in, and I'm all fucking for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've already looked up for white ones. It turns out white, I think, is pretty rare. Like the
more they're popular. These ones are black, the ones that I have.
Which isn't rare, I guess. They're so popular that they're sold out.
Mm-hmm.
The black ones, I mean, they blend in. You almost want a statement with Crocs. They are a statement to say I've given up.
No. I actually, for the guy who, I've become a more empathetic guy over the break.
How? Because usually it's because either, you know, people who have been mm-hmm. through some tough shit usually are quite empathetic. Yeah. Empathy, sympathy is feeling sorry for somebody. Empathy is feeling their pain, mm-hmm. have probably embodied it themselves mm-hmm. and you know, it's hard. They really sort of, you know, really respect what you're going through.
So now, what is it for you, mate? Last night, the Uber delivery guy, Uber Eats, wouldn't deliver to our door. And I, in the moment, I said, that's cool. Because like, I initially was like, no, he comes up. It's the full service. I was like, you know what? It's 2021. Mm. He's just trying to fucking live. And I had my Crocs. And so I put my Croc, like, because the pain in the ass is I take my socks and shoes off when I go into the apartment. Mm. And then I'm left.
Which is most rooms you ever walk into, you take your socks and shoes
off.
Yeah,
it's nice. But the annoying thing is you take them off. I do not walk barefoot anywhere,
mm.
even beaches.
Why? That's made for barefoot.
Now, the problem is with the beach thing, it's not being barefoot. It's when you go to put your socks and shoes on, they're fucking sandy. And how annoying is this if you think about beaches? So how would you deal with this situation, tell me, in regards to the sand, and how do you deal with the beach?
Okay, so it depends. If you're randomly, like, you are the guy that, when you're at a beach, mm-hmm. picture seeing some tall bloke that's rolled his jeans up and walking on the sand holding his sneakers. Yeah. You always feel sorry for that guy because you're like, that guy didn't fucking plan to come to the beach. He's somehow ended up on mm-hmm. a date, or he's, you know, just happens to be there, doesn't like the sand, and now he's in the fucking sand.
Mm-hmm. But so how do you prepare? How do you go? How do you transition from beach to car?
Oh, mate, this is the thing. Your car's going to get sandy. Mm-hmm. Your feet are going to be dry.
Not an option.
See, if that's not an option, mm-hmm. don't fucking go to the beach. Yeah. It's like saying, I hate getting any food on my hands, so I'm not going to cook at all.
And so, I said that.
No, it's like saying I hate things getting between my fingers and then going to try and make rissoles.
Mm-hmm.
It's all rational. So, like, I went to the beach. I took Bodhi to the beach that I grew up going to as a kid. Very nostalgic. My dad mm-hmm. was very happy that we did. It's a place called Pines in Shoreham. And Bodhi's a kid that loves the sand, mm-hmm. but also loves just his shoes are on going in the water. Like, he doesn't give a shit what it is. Yeah. And so, I'd committed. This car got sandy. I just did it. But I'm not to say I like it. There's an adjustment period. Mm-hmm. I spent my summers at the beach as a kid.
Yeah.
There is an adjustment, and I know the feeling of not liking sand, but I then just like – I like the water and the experience too much mm-hmm. that the sand issue is not an issue for me.
Sure. Well, I think the problem is that the water is – like there's sand between the water and getting back to the car.
Yeah.
So the idea of this thing of just wet your feet.
Have you seen Drop Dead Fred?
No. What is it?
Drop Dead Fred.
Is it a Jim Carrey film?
Nah.
Can imagine like, doing it?
No. It's that similar humor of mm-hmm. Jim Carrey, but I don't know the name of him. But he's like this imaginary person that appears okay. and he's funny. Anyway, he gets dog shit on his feet. And does a handstand into the house, I think it is, and then stamps the dog shit into the room and handstands out. So that, like, it's like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
Someone's brought the dog shit in,
mm-hmm.
but it's just this classic scene of him on his hands.
Anyway, it's
different. But I could imagine you doing a hand, mm-hmm. which you couldn't, but a handstand from the water with clean feet,
definitely all not the
way,
doing that.
All the way to the
but,
car.
But so my Crocs,
yeah,
where they're great. Bree and I are moving into a house, and it's got a garden. I was watering the garden and normally you would get into like, these are designed for gardening, really, aren't they? Because I was watering stuff and I initially sort of flinched or just sort of a physical response to water going onto my feet.
Yeah, no, I get it.
And I was like, oh, they've got holes. It's drainage. It's fine.
Well, if you're a butcher, mm-hmm. you're probably wearing Crocs. If you're a cook,
you think?
I've seen them. White, like think about it. You're kind of like hosing down the butcher the space after it. Painters, but then you've got wrappers as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the thing. So my take on the Crocs, I think we should have to make it a rule in our contract for employees of big media company. You need office Crocs.
Regardless. Feel how light they are as well.
Yeah, they are very light. Made in Vietnam.
So I wore my shoes, my runners in.
Yeah.
To the office, and then when I got in, took my socks out, laid them out because I'm waiting for some special sort of sweat wicking socks. So I'm still using my shit socks at the moment. Yeah. And so I'm like laying them out, letting them dry.
Mm. It's a big purchase. Mm-hmm. It's some big news. Uh-huh. I mean, what else could I say from the holidays? It's a good time.
I nearly died.
You nearly died?
Yes. Seriously. The Grampians.
Beautiful place.
Yeah. Didn't realize that there was it was a hard walk. Thought it was an easy walk. I thought it was an 8 kilometer walk. I'm like, mm-hmm. I've walked way further than 8 kilometers.
8K is not far. It's like you do 10,000 steps in a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you are going up a mountain, 8 kilometers.
Yeah, especially in Crocs, it's fucked.
It's significant. And so anyway,
Did you have your Crocs on?
I didn't. But it was bad. It was really.
You tell me this near death story, and I'll tell you about my brother's best friend and what happened. Okay. And let's see the comparison.
It wasn't even funny. Like, that's how bad it was.
Dying. Sometimes it's funny.
Well, so the thing was that I decided last minute. Grampians is like 3.5 hours or something from where we live.
A lot of time to think about what you're about to do. You know.
And so the problem was that I'd packed water, but had drunk most of it before we got to the walk. Okay. And so by the time we were walking, I only had like 700 mils of water.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even a hot day, but I got, and it was one of those things where it's like, you're nearly there. You know, it's hard because there's a certain point where there's only hot people. Like there's just people with abs because it's obviously hard to get there.
Yeah.
And I knew that I wasn't meant to be there because it's like people would cheer you on when you're going past. And we had
doing
one.
Well, mate.
Yeah. And we had one group where we said, how long till the top? And they said, about 15 minutes. And then one of the other guys in the group said, no, that was us, about 25.
Did he?
Yeah. And so we obviously didn't look like we belonged on this specific hard walk.
That's pretty rough though.
But I was Googling just like, I was learning about muscles.
As you're going.
Yeah. I'm just like, what is it? Like, how do you fix your quad?
You're not dying if you're Googling. I mean, you could be, but on a walk, like, why did you keep going?
So that was the whole thing. I think that where we went wrong was we were like, we're nearly there, let's just keep going. And I should have just pulled the pin way earlier. And so by the time we got to the top, I'm nearly in tears and we have to get back and it's harder going down on your quads.
And so you with Bree, obviously, what's Bree's state of, what's her mental
state
like?
She's a lot more resilient than I am. So she was fine. She let me have her water. I said, no, I said, you have something. She said, no, I'm actually fine. She said, my biggest concern here, like, you know, as bad as she's like, my biggest concern here is getting you off the mountain. She sounded like no joke. The only photo that I took on the top of the mountain was an emergency number that you can call
when you're at the top. They actually had a sign. Like,
quote this number.
Yeah.
But it's
how do you think all the signs get up there?
Yeah, well, this is the thing. There's arrows. There's stuff on the top of the fucking Mount Everest.
Yeah, I know. But someone's taken up there. Some capable.
Yeah, some
human.
Hot.
Yeah, that guy. He actually installed the sign. Mm-hmm. You know that you could go for days without water. You do know that.
Well, that's what I thought.
You know that you're complaining about water and your struggles.
Well, that was the weird thing is I fasted, all of that sort of thing, but it was just, and
pain coming out somewhere.
I think it was also, I had some sunstroke, I think. And so the and then you start to spiral. So I'm like, I can taste metallic. What does that mean? My chest hurts. I'm saying this to Brie. And there was one point where, and the other thing is, it wasn't that well signposted. And so there was a moment where, like, we, a couple of times we got lost, and I had to say to Brie, I said, I like, can you go and just make sure we're going the right way? Mm. Because I only have capacity to get down in a direct way. If we get lost at all, I'm done.
Well, we've heard the story of 3D Dill. Mm-hmm. He's not the friend I was mentioning about the near-death experience. But Dill did a 40K walk round trip because he fucked it and went the wrong way. Mm-hmm. And his feet were butchered.
Yeah.
It's like the pain when it comes to that stuff. Think about if you were exercising, mm-hmm. the pain you feel, which it's almost like you framed the pain in the wrong way. You framed the pain that you were having like that you were at home. Like if you were, the pain that you feel from exercising, mm-hmm. when you're in it, you're like, oh, fuck, this is tough. But if you all of a sudden, like imagine right now, if your body was hit with the pain of being on that mountain, mm-hmm. you would need to call an ambulance because you contextually, mm-hmm. it's completely wrong. Whereas the pain that you were feeling on a walk up an 8K walk or mm-hmm. whatever it is makes sense.
Yeah, I think
you just didn't want pain. You thought you were going for a leisurely walk.
So the problem was that I was unable to, like, it took so long because I couldn't control. I felt like I couldn't control my body, and so I even had like I thought I was hallucinating. I don't know if like this is the problem because I'm so dramatic. Is this real? I said to Bram, like, I just saw a man. But then he disappeared. But I'm like, am I just fucking like playing into what would happen if I was in trouble?
Middle of the day on mm-hmm. a I mean, when you break it down, it was a 4K walk one way, 4K walk the other way.
Yeah. But it took 6 hours. Long time.
I wouldn't mind to go do it just to mm-hmm. see what it's all about. Maybe that's an adventure club. We go back and retrace the steps of Josh Jansen on his last ever walk.
Well, I've got the trails data so we can see exactly the way that we went. But even after we, like, once we got down, the other mistake was like I was just like a bit of a wreck, and a kangaroo came out the very end. I had to run. Like, I thought it was going to attack me. So I ran to the car, like I lay down. I'm just like so happy that I survived.
Who drove home?
This is the thing. It was Brian, my 13-year anniversary.
Okay.
And so I said with the Grampians thing, I'm like, she's like, Grampians is so far. I'm like, babe, don't worry. I'm going to do all the driving. You don't have to worry about a thing. She had to drive home because I was just in so much pain.
Why didn't you stay there? You should have
gone. Well, we did. And
as in stay the night.
No, sorry. We did think about that. We did think about that. But the options, like, we didn't have anything. And I felt like I just wanted to have a hotel room. Yeah, yeah. I just wanted to be home. But the thing was,
I get it. When you're crying and you know, sulky in the car, you've got to get home.
But the other thing was that I don't think Brie realized how bad I was. Like, I just needed water.
Yeah.
Because once we got down, so Brie drove down the mountain or whatever and went to a general store, and she said, oh, you know what? You need something with sugar. I'm going to get you Schweppes raspberry, which was my drink of choice as a kid.
Mm.
And I'm like feeling still like I'm going to die from dehydration. Anyway, she goes into the general store. She's in there for a few minutes. She comes out and she doesn't have anything.
And she's now married to the guy that was walking past.
No, she comes out and she says, oh, they didn't have Schweppes raspberry, so I'm just going to go to another store down the road. I just needed water.
And a cool beverage that has something in it. What about Gatorade? That was probably it.
No, Gatorade for me is, like, obviously it's got all the sugar and stuff, but I just...
And electrolytes and made for exercise.
Nah, but the thing is, I feel like it's a bit of a... like, Gatorade might sponsor me one day, but I think it's a bit of a scam. Like, just the...
What's raspberry at that point? If in that comparison, it's a
just
scam.
Just sugars.
Oh, you're saying they're upfront about their... raspberry, Schweppes raspberry are upfront about here's how many calories you're in us.
Yeah. Whereas Gatorade... How much better for you is it than soft drink?
Much better. I think really? Based on the context of it, the sugar, like
I think you've
electrolytes think in it. No, I know what you mean. It's somewhat halfway between what you're saying, what I'm saying is probably where it lands. As in the, like, so for instance, what's in those drinks mm-hmm. when I was into training a lot more, you could buy like the glucose, you could buy the, this bit of the, you know, the electrolytes, mm-hmm. you could buy other things that would be in it. That you make some horrible tasting drink and then you have it. People who drink Gatorades and don't do some kind of mm-hmm. athletic performance stuff, it's probably not right for. It's great for hangovers. And if, I mean, I don't have it. I'm fucking sticking up for Gatorade right now mm-hmm. and I haven't drank it in 3 years.
Yeah, you know? There's Powerade as well. And
Powerade.
But we went to the McDonald's in Ballarat on the way home and they actually had a, they had a sign. For it wasn't meant to be funny.
You've just painted the most pathetic trip of your lifetime.
No, we had so much fun. Bree said
all trails, pathetic trails.
No, as Bree and I were sitting down at Macca's, she's like, "This is the perfect anniversary. This is exactly."
No, that's good. Yeah,
but no, what I noticed on the sign was they still do the orange McDonald's do the orange cordial for sporting events where they give you the big container thing that you can like.
Yeah, yeah, I remember. I wonder if that's regional only.
Like, I haven't seen it in a while.
Do you reckon we could get it in Abbotsford if we're doing some kind of activity at the office?
Yeah.
We need a Gatorade.
Ultimate Frisbee.
That's good. that's funny. Anyway, I'm glad you survived because we wouldn't be here if you did.
No.
Well, you wouldn't be. Yeah. I don't know what I'd be doing. I don't know what any of us.
You'd be sad.
Of course I would.
Would it be funny? No, not funny, but would there be any elements of like, oh, can you believe it?
The only time I would laugh is because I'd think you'd probably laugh. Mm,
yeah.
And I'd be like, Josh would actually be laughing.
It's the ultimate shtick, isn't it?
He's gone out on a shtick.
Yeah, he tripped. It's great. Like, it's such a Josh way to go. Yeah. but anyway, I've decided that I'm going to be the most prepared walker going forward.
Okay.
So I said that to Bree.
One foot forward.
I said, I am going to always have more food and liquids and all that sort of thing that I need. I'm going to have a first aid kit. So if anyone needs help while I'm hiking, I can help them.
Well, I mean, all you need is a backpack, like with a, mm-hmm. like just a prepared backpack, but then you won't use it. Anyway, we're definitely back to where we were last year, aren't we? Just, you know, the same old stick. Announcement I have over the holidays.
Better than the Crocs?
Well, it's up there. Uh-huh. The Crocs were fucking good, but I mean, this is pretty good too.
He's holding up a, what is that called?
It's a scan for a baby. We're having another baby. Amy and
congratulations.
Amy is pregnant. So we're having a baby girl.
How do you feel?
It's becoming more real as Amy's tummy. Along? Well, that scan that I just showed you was from like 8 weeks and it's now like 15 weeks in. Mm-hmm. And so we, which is why we know the sex and we, mate, how's this? So some people don't want to find out gender. Mm-hmm. We do. Yeah. We've already got a name.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying the name or no?
Oh, I might in the next couple of weeks. The middle name is a surprise for somebody. And so that's why I don't want to say it. And the thing is, the name is like, I'm sold on it. I'm saying it all the time. Mm-hmm. Bodhi says it. You guys know it.
Yeah.
So it probably won't change for me, but Amy was on the – like we were both in that stage where she was on the phone to her friends and did the announcement of the name and then was like – but before it was like, yeah, I think we found it. I think we're going to land on this. We did this with Bodhi. We were calling Bodhi when he was 15 weeks old in Amy's belly. And so maybe, about 15 weeks.
And people still call him Brody.
Anyway, so we've got the little girl's name. But to find out the gender, you need to get a blood test. Mm-hmm. And they can see it when they do the scan sometimes, but it's not completely accurate. Mm-hmm. And so you get the blood test, which is like 90%, 99% accurate. So there is still a chance it could come out. Mm-hmm. A boy, but it's not. It's a girl. Anyway, you pay $500. It's a blood
test.
That's
how much it costs.
Well, it's not testing just for gender. It's testing for all the other issues that can come up. Everything was low risk, which is great. And the only reason we found out the gender was because we called, well, I was like, Amy, can you book back in to go and get the results from the doctor? Yeah, great. We called a couple of times, always hung up. Mm-hmm. I ended up going down there. The joint was closed. And so we were already like-
Was it a doctor?
It was like, a doctor's surgery, yes, okay. Closed. Mm-hmm. It was like 2 weeks after we could have had the results. And so we scrambled and called the place. And then we had to sign some release form online, like digitally sign it.
In a movie.
And then they send you a two-factor authentication.
Oh, really?
Like, there's more security on this than your fucking Combank. And so we got it in and, you know, did the little reveal in bed. And so the second baby is
always... How did you do the reveal?
Are you ready? All right, let's do it. Comes up. Like, it's got all the low risk, mm-hmm. gender, femur.
Okay, so yeah. So it wasn't like firework, like, because people go all out, the cake.
I know.
I would have loved if you.
Well, I sent a little video around to mm-hmm. all you guys yes. about the gender.
Yeah, it was funny.
Which we won't post online, yeah. but it was a fun little game. And so, no, it's interesting because we didn't have any boys' names. Like, we were struggling mm-hmm. for boys' names. And we could only come up with girls' names. And so, is that meant to be? I don't know.
Feel like you weren't thinking creatively.
No, I know.
There's a lot of...
But we literally couldn't land on a boy's name.
Do you think it's
name.
Because you really wanted a girl?
We really wanted... Yeah, mm-hmm. We did. As much as it would have been nice to have a little boy. I want...
And so, you've told
this year,
Bodhi.
We're getting I'm getting a live snip on the show this year, mm-hmm. tying the tubes.
Oh, great. Oh, that'd be...
Seriously, I'm 100% doing that. If you are a snip doctor, let us know. Yeah. Have you had the snip?
Yeah.
Let me know. It's a low invasive surgery. I think you can have it at Morris Jones, to be honest.
I'd forgotten what that was. I was about to ask you what Morris Jones was. That's the bar.
Trust George is in the room. He's always good to laugh George, at jokes. Yeah. Anyway, it's going to be.
So, what has Bodhi said? What have you? How did you tell Bodhi?
Well, it's what I was saying before I went down that rabbit hole was the second kid is so. It's just like, I mean, it's not as crazy as the first. Like, it's mm-hmm. all new. You know, it's like the second one. You're not that I'm not, like, I couldn't even go to some of the scans with Amy. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't let
during
me in the room.
COVID.
Yeah, during COVID. So, yeah. And so it's like, I was like, oh, well, yeah. And Amy's cool to go by herself. Whereas the first one, it's like, we were fucking stuck to, you know, mm-hmm. next to each other. I wanted to be there for everything. Now I'm just like, I think I got something on. Yeah. No, but like, it's a different vibe. And so mm-hmm. the announcement for Bodhi, he was a bit ratty when we told him. And so mm-hmm. he didn't really care. But now he's coming around. He's like, telling the people at the cafe that I've got a little sister coming.
Did you plan to tell him, was the whole telling him whilst he was a bit ratty, was that a purposeful thing? It's like, look, mate, you're not the only one.
That's when we found out the female thing, mm-hmm. the announcement, he didn't, yeah, like the announcement, it just wasn't, mm-hmm. he didn't give me what I wanted.
What did he say?
Like, he just doesn't, he's three and a bit, he's uh-huh. nearly four.
Doesn't care.
Didn't give a shit. Uh-huh. Like, you guys gave me more than he gave me. But he's going to, yeah. Anyway, so June 22nd, I think. June 20-something. 27th. 22nd, I think it is. Yeah.
That's so exciting. June, and so, baby. Is that same hospital and stuff? Or do you, like, now that you...
There's one closer to us. Uh-huh. And so, it's meant to be a great one. Mm-hmm.
And because I was on the phone to you when Amy's waters broke.
Yes. And you were on the phone to Jules Lund when his wife's mm-hmm. waters broke.
And also Till Spilhoff's as well. Yeah. It's a thing. I don't know what it is. I think it's just like they do it. It's midway through them saying, get off the fucking phone. any excuse to get off the phone. Or maybe it's just excuses to get off the phone. Actually, a lot of people have said that. Yeah. I don't think they were even pregnant.
Dude, I'm more ready for all of it. I'm more ready for all of it. And Amy's doing well. I mean, her whole holidays has been... her sick. Mm-hmm. So it's such a fucking classic case. You go back to work and you're feeling better.
Yeah.
And now it's like she's got 4 more months of work before she finishes mm-hmm. for a while.
Does she eat anything specific, like into any of the supplements or anything?
Oh.
Gatorade?
Yeah, look, we've got a sponsorship with Gatorade for this birth. No, the first pregnancy, it was all about orange juice, mm-hmm. and this one is all about pineapple juice.
Really?
She's loving pineapple
my
juice.
My mum loved the petrol station, I think, when I was a kid.
Just going
just,
to the petrol.
Just sniffing.
What?
Not like just being around it. None of the food, just like the smell of petrol, I think. Yeah.
No wonder you're so pathetic. Anyway, what else is there? Food-wise, she's up and goes, loves mm-hmm. a good up and go when mm-hmm. she's pregnant. But yeah, it's
ice cream.
What else is there? I mean, it's just the juice is the real thing, the up and goes. What else is there? Toast, jam on toast, she's been loving. Yeah. I don't know, just she like but gone off tea, and she was a huge tea drinker. Okay. First baby, I don't think she went off tea too much, mm-hmm. but it's making her sick if mm-hmm. she has tea.
Do you know what my dad gets into? I thought it was just very funny when we were staying at their place. Raisin toast.
Oh, yeah.
It very is very funny.
It is good.
Like, I said, are you going to have RT for breakfast? What's RT? Raisin toast. Oh, don't be. I downloaded a photo of raisin toast and airdropped it to his phone. He's like, what the fuck is that? Prefer Josh, you fucking idiot. Yes, there's something very funny about raisin toast, don't you think?
I mean, it's
like he's on a vineyard breakfast every day, like just raisin toast.
Raisin toast is the raspberry Schweppes of toast. It's no bullshitting, high in sugar, burns your fucking fingers if you take it out at the wrong time and you get a little raisin at the time, you know. Ow!
Yeah.
What does he put on it?
It's butter.
Like real butter or margarine or olive grove?
Hard to know. I feel like you would get the one that's probably helping his cholesterol, olive
grove. Oh, yeah, olive grove. Or I could imagine him saying you're pathetic if you said that anything else other than butter.
Yeah.
Because it is, the OG's butter, mm-hmm. like salty mm-hmm. butter.
It is delicious.
It's fucking real delicious. Reminds me of winter. It reminds me of...
Yeah, but it was December. couldn't have gotten hotter. But raisin toast. I could imagine getting around it. I remember just
you don't need it.
You just hear stories. People completely fine with their weight. Like, you know what? I have this every day. It's all fine.
Dude, I'm not that person either. Mm-hmm. Like, if I have that shit, I'm bloated and feeling like shit.
Yeah,
I'll put on the. Mm-hmm. We've got back to, we're really back to our roots. Food chat.
Yeah.
Straight back.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. I mean, you found, do you want to tell everyone about your new favorite drink?
What is it? I don't even know.
Cherry.
Oh, Nexpa Cherry Cola. Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, real good. Mm-hmm. Real good. You know how I found it?
Lemons in things. That's like water.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. I only found it because I'm sort of, if we're going to go hard on the food chat, I've been very sort of lean with what I've been eating after- mm-hmm. debauchery over the holidays, and I needed something a little sweet, mm-hmm. and I didn't want to have any calories, and I didn't want to drink a Coca-Cola, and next minute I found a can that's like probiotics, no artificial.
Isn't probiotics a bit of a scam or no?
I think Gatorade's probably more of a scam than probiotics.
Really?
Probiotics is something that is in your guts.
So it's like it's meant to be, so if you have antibiotics- You can then have probiotics to help you bring the biotics back, yeah?
Oh, I mean, I don't know.
What the fuck are biotics?
I don't know.
Mm. I've gotten into yogurt as well. Siggy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Amy's Siggy. Been into the Siggies too. Seriously, she said, can you get me some Siggies? Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Marlboros or what? Yeah. Winfield? I used to smoke Dunhills as a kid,
Yeah, orange juice and Siggies. That's how she is. And raisin toast.
Siggies with a S, not a C.
No, it's really good. But they... I don't know if I'm comfortable yet regularly eating out of a pouch.
Well, the Siggies that I've had, mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking pouches. Yeah. He doesn't get it though, George. The Siggies from a pouch or from a, because you can smoke Siggies and they come out of a pouch. Like you get a pouch of tobacco.
Oh, okay.
But I'm
talking about the.
I know what you mean. A baby's fucking sucky mm-hmm. little Bodhi has them.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're fine. The Siggies that Amy was having were out mm-hmm. of a tub, mm-hmm. a little tub.
Yeah.
And so, just stop. You are a baby. If you are having those, you're an absolute baby. Although the protein ones, the high protein little suckers, I don't know. There is something about sucking out of one of those that's very childlike, isn't it?
Just driving the car.
But people do like it. Convenience. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. I mean, we buy that shit for Bodie all the time. anyway, it's good to be back, guys. Mm-hmm. It's good to be back. We're what have we got? Another 7 years that we're starting back up.
It's also nice, don't you? So I was slightly worried about coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And just being like, oh, with how the world is and all that sort of thing. But I feel comfortable. Like, we've found our groove.
I said to Amy, we're in a bit of a utopia here in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like on the way to work, you know, nice weather and zero cases of COVID. Mm-hmm. And you're hearing, you know, UK 60,000 mm-hmm. yesterday. Like, at that moment, I'm like, fuck, we are like, I mean, it's, you know, we're surrounded by sea. Controlling the people coming in. We're very fortunate in Australia to be mm-hmm. where we are. And we went through that shit last year. And you're right, this year, starting fresh, GB, the full team, mm-hmm. you know, it's fucking exciting. It's only GB here at the moment.
Yeah.
Everyone else is gone.
Mm-hmm.
We love everyone else. We'll reference them when they start coming into the office. But at the moment.
Thanks for the clarity.
Yeah, just, you know, bringing that clarity to the show.
And we took a break off social media. That was nice.
Yeah.
But we will be posting at the Daily Talk Show.
Yeah.
We're back. Trying to work out how to, like, what interactions look like for 2021, how we interact with you all.
Mm.
I'll call
every person mm-hmm. by themselves. Just every night. If you want to call, I will call you. Give me your number. I'll give you a call.
WhatsApp's not good anymore. Do you know that?
So what's happened with WhatsApp?
Well, just very quickly, the privacy stuff's fucked. Because they're just handing over all the metadata stuff to Facebook, yeah.
Okay. It's their own business, isn't it?
So like a year ago, they came out and was talking about the importance of privacy and that they weren't doing all this stuff. And now they're like, your address book, all of that stuff, straight to Facebook, your phone number.
Oh, really?
And so heaps of people are going to Signal. To the point where Signal, which is like an instant messaging app, had so
made
many-
Made by Facebook? No.
No.
Who's that made by?
Oh, I don't know.
Jack Dorsey. Yeah,
Jack Dorsey.
Twitter.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Oh,
nah, they're in the same. What about Telegram?
The thing with Signal is it doesn't hold any of that metadata, I think.
Which is encryption? Is that encrypted messaging or no?
But WhatsApp has encryption.
Okay, but it's about
I think that they're also still having that metadata or whatever. That's why Jack obviously was posting about Signal. But they I did also notice that Elon Musk did a tweet telling people use Signal, and then a different company called Signal that's publicly listed, their stock went through the roof because people thought it was Signal.
Yeah, did you find it?
No, I don't know.
Fuck.
But anyway, so the
pet food business is killing it.
So anyway, there's I'm off WhatsApp.
Yeah,
but
because of that.
No, I didn't have it downloaded anyway. I find it annoying.
I just see what you mean, using WhatsApp. Yeah, we were communicating with the Gronks.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. We'll find our feet. It's mm-hmm. it's a new year.
Yeah.
It's, you know, finding our footing in a nice pair of Crocs, right?
Mm, that's beautiful.
That's great. Get yourself some.
It's going to be great. Send us an email and let us know what you've been up to. hi@thedailytalkshow.com. The other announcement, whilst it is Saturday today.
Yeah.
Starting... From this is the final weekend where we're going to do weekend shows.
Yeah. And then from Monday, we'll be doing Monday to Friday
mm-hmm.
going forward.
So it means that you guys can keep up to date. I spoke to Scooter Derek on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
He was annoyed that we'd already started back because he said that the kids are still on school holidays and it makes it hard for him.
Well, look, you work it into your weekly routine. Yeah. You can have a cheat day and mm-hmm. it's just the weekends.
Yeah.
But you're back to Monday to Friday, it's us.
Exactly. It's a Daily Talk Show. We'll see you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you guys.